This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now, a story about how a Washington budget decision is shaping a local economy. Earlier this month, the Air Force said 18 of its new Joint Strike Fighter jets will be based in Burlington, Vermont. And the community there is divided over whether that's a good thing. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, both sides are using economic arguments to make their points.
The Joint Strike Fighter jets, or F-35s, will replace aging F-16s at the Vermont Air National Guard base, which was my first stop in Burlington. Lieutenant Colonel Luke Amon is an F-16 pilot. He shows me around.
We'll show you the life support shop.
Amon explains where the F-16s patrol.
Either in upstate New York over the Adirondacks, and then the White Mountains over New Hampshire, and then northern Maine.
1,100 people work at the base. F-35 supporters say without the new plane, the F-16s here would be retired and everyone who flew or worked on them fired. Frank Coffey is president of the Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation.
This is about retaining 1,100 jobs and the economic benefits that accompany those jobs here.
As Coffey and I are chatting at the Burlington Airport, a fighter jet takes off from the nearby base.
That's an F-16.
Fighter jet noise figures into the economic argument of the F-35's opponents. The federal government decided the noise from the base's F-16s made about 200 houses in South Burlington uninhabitable. Many homeowners were bought out. Now their houses sit vacant, just a block from Carmen Sargent's home. She calls her neighborhood Little Detroit.
Because it's gone into disrepair, home values have declined.
Sargent says property values are down 15% to 20%. F-35 supporters say there's been no change in value. Both sides commissioned studies to support their claims. Sargent wants me to see the abandoned homes. We hop in the car with Chris Hurd, a local realtor who also opposes the F-35s. Sargent is behind the wheel, pointing.
And these are all empty now and boarded up. Do you want to look at any of them?
Sure. Just as we're getting out of the car, an F-16 takes off. Later, realtor Chris Hurd tells me nobody wants jobs to be lost, but homeowners have a case to make, too.
In terms of pure economics, who should win out here? Part of it is a values question. Part of it is an economic question.
And the questions aren't going away. F-35 opponents have filed several lawsuits challenging the decision to base the F-35s in Vermont. In South Burlington, Vermont, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.